What's good, man? This is Kill Mockingbird, Sean Chris, back at you with another motherfucking episode. Got my homeboy from Cali, T76, on board with me. What's up, T? How you doing?
Hey, what up, Big Sean? How you been, man? I'm doing pretty good.
Doing good, man. Just trying not to die wearing a mask going into the store.
I know. It's fine, man. I mean, yeah, I think crazy times we're living in, bro. That's all I can say.
Yeah. What's up with your governor, man? I've seen they're doing that mail-in ballot.
Yeah, he put the executive order as expected. And I think the push is probably all, we'll see if all Democrat governors follow suit. That's when I kind of know something's kind of fishy. The thing is, I do mail-in ballots anyways, but they've been talking about this for months, that this is going to be a little plan, I guess, you know, if you want to call it a little conspiracy theory, but I guess it's happening and we're probably the first state to trigger it. So let's see. I mean, November, really? I mean, we can go into a Walmart, we can go into a Target, whatever, and line up 6 feet, but we can't go vote in person. But yeah, I don't really know what to tell you, man. It's like I said, it's crazy times we're living.
So he just introduced the bill. That's it. I was kind of just briefly reading about it.
Executive order, man. So this is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're looking at some executive order on this, man. It's madness.
Yeah. California seems to be getting really rowdy, man. Even Elon Musk is ready to get the fuck out.
Yeah. The guy, man. God, man. I mean, I really like what he's doing lately. He's really, you know, that's what I need, man. Like, you know, technology can go both ways. And some of the things he says, like, is a little, I don't know, you kind of wonder about things, but he's been saying a lot of things that really, like, from a libertarian perspective, is like, wow, I mean, you're using your technology for good. And I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really like what he's been tweeting lately, and I saw some of that, and I'm just like,
oh yeah. And I saw the interview with Joe Rogan, man. That shit was really good. He really made a good point about saying, he was like, you know, everybody has, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but he was like, everybody thinks that everything just magically, you know, you can just stay home and we'll all just get magically have stuff. He's like, who do you think is going to make the stuff? If everybody stays home, then we have no stuff.
I didn't know that was a new episode. I thought it was old one. Oh, wow. You just did another one. I got to listen.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good. And Elon, he really touched down, and he was like, man, like, he was like, I do agree with him too. He's like, I don't think that we should all be the same, because he's like, if we all had that same mindset across the world, like a one world government, he's like, you know, basically to me, he was saying there won't be innovation because everybody's going to be like, fuck it. This is how it goes. I'm just a cog in the machine. He's like, you're eliminating like a lot of shit. Yeah, he is. He seems way more libertarian. He said that he's selling his houses too. He's like, fuck it. He said he's tired of people calling him like a billionaire. Like if he's some rich motherfucker that doesn't get, like, he's like, I'm more than just my money. He's like, I don't need all these possessions. He's selling all his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, silicone. We got a someone that's defecting from Silicon Valley, huh? That's something that's good. That's always good news to hear. I mean, yeah, I was just like thinking, I go, God, I mean, the guy's like, he's really saying a bunch of stuff that's so like great. He's even talked about going after pedophilia and stuff like that in his tweets. I mean,
boy, there's a rumor, I guess, like that. Like the at one point he changed his profile picture to something, and that profile picture is supposed to be like some video game where it's like some cowboy that kills pedophiles or some weird shit like that, man.
Yeah,
or some movie.
I did
some
see
sci-fi
that.
Movie or something.
Is it Overwatch? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not into gaming.
He seems, yeah, me either. So, but it seems that he's, it's good to see that at least somebody with money is kind of like telling people like, yeah, the country is being run by oligarchs. Like, you know what I mean? Like straight up, like that's what it is. Like, that's why I keep saying, like, I was hearing, like, other people. Like, I listen to a lot of different news and everything. And
yeah,
just seeing like how many stuff, like a lot of like not just small businesses are closing, but big chains are closing. There's going to be like 750 Pizza Huts closing, 250 wow. Burger King's closing, like 23 or 24 Barnes and Noble's closing, which means Amazon will further their monopoly. They're going to corner the whole book industry. Who's going to be their competitor?
Well, that's what Newsom, well, we call him Governor Gruesome, I guess. But what he was opening up were bookstores for drive-through. It's like, really? Who in the hell orders a book? When you go to a bookstore, you thumb through stuff, man. I mean, it's like really this new...
It's an experience.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's like, okay, you open up a bookstore, but you got to go and pick, you got to drive up and pick it up. Like Kohl's, so today Kohl's finally opened up here in Southern Cali. Maybe Friday, I'm not sure, but they're doing the pick up your car. It's going to be a disaster. It's not going to work, man.
Yeah.
Even eating, like I said, you know, dining in is the bread and butter of a lot of these restaurants. And it's just sad what's going on. Like a lot of, yeah, you're like you were saying, Nordstrom's is closed down here and where I live. I mean,
no, but I'm talking about like these chains are closing these stores for good.
Yeah,
they're not opening back up. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. All right.
Yeah, like Nordstrom's is closing for good where we live, where I live actually. And yeah, I just really just don't know what to say, man. It's scary. People don't see the big picture. You know, a lot of people are just stuck on the news and listening to the doom and gloom. They don't understand what can come in about, you know, we're not going to see the same world in 6 months. So.
No. Yeah. Well, it takes time. Cause like, remember in, the 2008, 2009 crisis, Occupy Wall Street took a year and a half, 2 years to like start. Like it like takes people like, cause you know, it affects people little by little. And as it affects each person, then it's like a domino effect and starts falling into place. Cause I'm telling you in a few months, maybe like to a year, people are going to realize what's really went on. Like with that whole stimulus, like people don't realize that America already has a huge monopoly problem and they just further that problem. Cause now those huge corporations have a stranglehold on their competitors. We need like a fucking trust buster. We need a Theodore Roosevelt to come into office and trust bust. We need to break up these monopolies. That's what's the real problem in America.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Nancy Pelosi saying that food stamps will stimulate the economy. You know what? It's sad. I was thinking about this last night. It's like, you know, my mom, you know, I remember when I was young, we got on food stamps. And I remember going to Riverside, California, where I remember waiting at the line, you know, me and my brother, we were little kids. And, you know, my mom did it for a while because my dad got laid off. You know, those things are not made to be permanent. It's not a permanent way to live. It's just something to help you get back on your feet. But the way that they're pushing this, it's like, you know, we're going to have, you know, they're calling this food stamps again. But, you know, we're living in a new age, man. And this is not going to be paper. Everything's going to go digital. This is the plan. So you think food stamps and you're just pretty much going to get stamped, literally stamped. And, you know, so I'm just, you know, I was thinking about that last night. I go, wow, man. I mean, what she wants to do is just is scary. I mean,
well, this was the plan all along. We knew this. This was the plan.
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody thinks that, oh, the COVID-19, yeah, it furthered the financial bubble burst, but this bubble was going to burst regardless. Regardless, this bubble was going to burst and we were going to be in trouble. But of course, like everybody, the economy seemed good. So everybody's like, okay, we're good. You know, things seem to be booming. We were spending money like crazy. They don't realize that the big problem is that like now Wall Street sells us out, man. Wall Street sells out the American people and they take their businesses to China so they can capitalize on more money. And then like when America's in trouble, then they're like, oh, bail us out. Wait, why are we bailing you out when you send all your business to China and now we're fucked. So now you're like, ah, can you bail us out? Nah, man, we need to stop fucking appeasing Wall Street for fucking making mistakes and doing horrible business.
Yeah, we do. It's something that we gotta put them accountable for. So
yeah, hold them accountable.
Hold them accountable. Yeah.
And they don't. They just go, oh, okay, dang, you lost a lot of money here. Like, well, how is that okay? No, we should let businesses fail, first of all. Like, if you fail, you fail. Because these businesses, if it's a real good business and it's something that, like, we need, like, say, like they were saying with Boeing, they were like, oh, my God, we need Boeing. Boeing would have went down. Somebody would have bought it up for cheap, and Boeing would have still, all those employees would have been fine, because it's a thriving business. So someone's going to easily buy that, especially because it's going to be for so low. So why didn't you just let it fail? Let someone else buy it up, just like how a capital society should work. And then that's the thing too, is that, like I said, like, people don't like the regulations. Like, we just do too much stuff. Like, too much government regulation pushes out companies too. And then greed pushes them out, because they're like, oh, okay, we don't want to do this. And it's like, we keep butting our heads. And then now look at the situation we're in, where we depend on China. China, that's all that. And then China just cuts us off in chaos. We're like, oh my God, we have nothing. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, and Trump has been, you know, I got to give Trump a lot of credit, man. And I feel, you know, him going after China with the tariffs and stuff like that. I mean, and then that's when everybody says, oh, well, this is what China's doing to us with the coronavirus thing. Yeah. Was an act of war. And I get that. And I, you know, one thing I am for is, I think, you know, they do have to be held accountable for a lot of things. You know, they did lie to us and stuff like that. And, you know, there is a lot of people, there's a movement coming later, and we'll see what happens, and it might get ugly, but some people think that China should pay us a reparation type deal, you know, that they owe us something. I kind of agree.
I kind of see, yeah. I've seen like that too, but I think that's where things will get really muddy and real quick. Because both of our countries don't want to go to war. Like, we don't want a hot war. I mean, nobody wants, because it's unpredictable. Like, we don't want a hot war.
History.
I know.
It's happened various times. Yeah. And that's what's scary about it.
But let me tell you something, China. You don't fuck with America, man. This is motherfucking United States of America. You guys might have fucking, what, 1.7 billion motherfuckers. We'll just send 1 million of our motherfuckers over there, and we'll destroy that motherfucking place, man. So they need to calm the fuck down.
Well, the thing is like they have a hold on everything, dude. I mean, industry, they got a hold of Hollywood, you know, like, did you read about the new Top Gun, how they, like, you know, had to, like, censor stuff to appease China. Yep. And of course the NBA yep. deal. And, you know, it's something that we know, we see a lot, man. And it's like, you know, what can we do? I mean, it's like scary stuff that China does run a lot of our, they do owe a lot of our debt.
Yep.
That sucks.
Well, and that's the thing is that, and then China's like, and people want to blame China. And then China goes, well, it's not really our fault. Your business guys wanted to do business with us. We told them we could do it cheaper here. They decided to move their business here. And they're right. We're blaming China, but we're not blaming Wall Street when they're the ones that fucking brought the company to China.
Exactly.
So, like, it's like, and then they're like, oh, China this, China. Yeah, China. Well, why did we trust so much with China? And, like, we let China get away with a lot of shit for a while. It's stealing a lot of our technology, giving them, when we made a lot of these treaties where we're giving them access to technology, how do you think they were able to boost their system with the 4G and now 5G? That we gave them those technologies. We helped them advance. And now we should have known they couldn't be trusted, especially I think right now it's an ideology clash. They're like, look, you want, America wants to be this free society, a capitalist free society, and they want to be like more a capitalist iron fist, you know, tyranny, like fucking modern tyranny. My bad. Mm-hmm. Looking for all the fucking you know, facial recognition. Where's everybody at? Documentation on everybody, knowing all your data, controlling your data, mining your data, because they want to mine this data, because the data is the new oil. They want to make this. They're profiting off people. They want to see where you're shopping. How much do you shop a week? How much money do you need? So then if we're going to give you digital money, you're like, oh, I need $5,000 a month to live. They go, no, you don't. You only need $1,500 to live. So we're just going to give you $1,500. Like, what? That's how they can. They don't understand. People don't understand the control aspect of, once it goes digital currency, that's all bets are off. We don't control money anymore. You could go pay your rent, and then you say the wrong thing on YouTube. Not only do you get censored, they go, oh, yeah, we fined you $1,500. You're like, go try to pay your rent. And you can't pay your rent because you're on freeze. You can't touch the money because you can't pull it out. Now they're like, oh, we don't want, a lot of people don't want cash transactions now, because they're like, oh, it's filthy. Like, so they don't want to get cash because they think they're going to get coronavirus. So now they want us to just use cards to keep pushing that digital currency narrative.
Yeah, they're like, we were talking about on our last episode, that they are pretty much, the model of the NWO, I mean, that's pretty much what's
Sweden.
It's all based on, like I said, the social credit score and all that stuff. And we're talking about 5G.
Oh yeah,
and they're already implementing. And even like the testing, what do you think about that? The tracer testing. I guess our governor like already hired a bunch of people to start this, man. This is scary shit.
Yeah, there's even videos from like I've seen some people posting videos from people like this one dude in particular sounds like he was in Russia, maybe Ukraine. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell with the accent, and he was speaking in his native tongue. And they had two nurses going to his house to test him for coronavirus. And he's like, no, I'm good. I'm healthy. And they go, it doesn't matter. Yeah. And he didn't want to come out of his house. And they were telling him they're going to get the cops involved if he doesn't. And I was like, man, sounds like that's coming this way too.
Well, that's what we're talking about today. Like what's going on. The Democrats just introduced that bill order. It's almost reminds me of Star Wars Order 60, whatever. But it's a House Resolution 6666.
I know.
And it was introduced by Rep. Bobby Rush, Democrat, last week, that would authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities, such as contact tracing through mobile health units, and as necessary at individuals and residences and for other purposes. So in other words, that the government is going to be allowed to come into your home and test you. What do you think? I mean, this is something, and I'm glad Rand Paul's like trying to fight it, man. I mean, God, man, he's such a, you know, me and you have followed him and his father.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge, you know, I mean, I like Rand Paul, but for a little bit, I was not against him, but I wasn't thrilled with some of the directions he was going in. But you know about his dad, that's my number one guy, man. That's kind of who pushed me into a lot of like opened my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't realize, like the Federal Reserve, like the whole issue of the Federal Reserve has still not been addressed. I don't even know how that's a whole thing that, and I thought Trump was going to come, a lot of Trump supporters claimed that he was going to help shut down the Fed, but I've yet to see that happen. I hope I do. Like, I still hold hope out for Trump. Like I said, I'm not against the guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
I hold out hope.
I mean, it's been 3 years. I mean, you think that he can, you know, the guy's tirelessly trying to do something. You know, he's been doing things and getting a lot of stuff changed. But like I knew, you know, like I said, time, you know, it's just 3 years and he's got a lot to go against, man. But with the Flynn, with the whole Flynn exoneration, like, I mean, wow, we're just living in some crazy shit. Like, we're occupied with COVID and stuff like that, but there's a civil war going on within the government right now.
I believe.
And there's things, you know, and we are being, how you say it, not misled, but, you know, with fed other stuff that makes us not, you know, look into what else is going on. But yeah, it's really crazy, man.
And to me, it seems like it's a shift of power dynamic. Like, because like Trump, like I said, that's why I keep saying, like, we need a Teddy Roosevelt. We need someone like, that's what people thought Trump was going to be. But I didn't think that, because obviously he comes from the business world. His friends are in those. He's going to probably more likely lean towards them. It's just human nature. But we need someone to come in there and then a trust buster, someone to be like, no. We can't have these monopolies anymore. We need to spread this wealth out. We need to start making sure that companies aren't gouging. Like, for instance, you know how the guy came out in Tyson and he was making a big deal saying like, oh man, we're getting hurt. The food supply chain, da 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 da. We might be on a meat shortage, right? That was all a scam. It was a scam. You know what he's doing? Mm-hmm. He's buying from farmers pennies. Because they had to get rid of it, so he's buying this food on the pennies. Then he's going to the grocery stores and selling them for double what he usually sells them to, because he's like, it's a meat shortage, gotta raise the price. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. He's taking
advantage. Yeah, they shouldn't. Yeah, they shouldn't be dumping, like, dairy farmers shouldn't be dumping their milk like that. There's something. It's just like it seems like, you know, a lot of regulations are just forcing them to do that. And then, of course, you know, it can be a plan deal.
No, what I'm saying is it's these food processors that are pushing them. So they're kind of putting a stranglehold on them. So they're like, oh, the food chain's broken down. So what they do is they force the farmer to where he's at the point where he has to either, he's like, dang, this meat's going to go bad. The milk's going to go bad. I'm going to have to get rid of it. And so they go, okay, don't worry. We're going to buy it off you. But now they're going to have to, they got to sell it to them for dirt cheap, because they have to just get rid of it. They don't have that like luxury of going to that restaurant they had to deal with, that they always got the same amount. Now they're selling it for way less because they just got to, they don't want it to go to waste. And then, like I said, then these the people like the guy, the chair, CEO at Tyson, bitching, saying that that they're running out of meat. And now he's getting to use that narrative to try to make more money. So now he's getting to buy, he's buying his product for cheaper and selling it for double. That should be illegal.
That's great.
That should be illegal. That should not be able to happen, but that's what goes on. A lot of these times, these huge corporations crying wolf just so that they can capitalize on profits. And now, yeah. I don't know if you've seen too, that the Rockefeller Foundation came out and they were like, we don't think that, you know, we're testing enough people. So now they're claiming they're going to start testing people and they're going to ramp up the numbers on testing. So watch out for that.
Oh my God. Well, that's the whole thing with that order 6666 is them trying to come to your home. And like, if you're positive or your kids are, they have a right. And they were talking, the WHO was saying that some of the representatives were saying that, like, we should have the right to just take your kids and quarantine them. That, I mean, oh my, really? That this is going to cause a big outrage, man. It's going to hopefully wake people up. And I hope people sign Rand Paul's thing to help stop that, because it's
it is scary ridiculous. Because I even saw, because I have a lot of my followers are from all over the world, and a couple of people are in Canada, and since I'm in Michigan, I have a lot of people in Canada, and they're sending me stuff, and they're showing me like, dude, look what's going on over here. Someone sent me, I think it was the Prime Minister of Canada, and he's having a speech or whatever, doing his little COVID-19 update. And then he tells, hey, parents, I want you to get out of the room because I just want to talk to the children. Like, what the fuck? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
And then he even waits like a couple seconds. He goes, are the parents out of the room now? Okay, kids. I was like, what kind of world is that? Why would we ever allow that? That's like the cops questioning your child without your permission. They can't just question your child without your permission because it's a minor. It's not like that's what this is starting to get scary. Like where you said, like going into my house, taking my kid, telling me what to do. Nah, man, this is not China. This is America, and we're not going to. And I know a lot of people are compliant because they're scared, but there's a lot of us that are not scared. And we're like, don't come to my fucking house.
Yeah, for a virus that only kills, like, you know, the elderly, which, like, we talked about before, which is obviously a plan. Let's just, you know, I mean, people, the virus here in America has not killed as many people as they said. The models were wrong. Everything was always wrong. And now they're just using this as a way of control.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Look at what Cuomo came out and said. Like, he said, oh, man, turns out 66% of people hospitalized we're practicing stay-at-home orders.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
66%. That's what happens. I mean, the rest of the percentage that broke down were like the closest percentage that was close to it was like 8% for the homeless or something like that. Maybe it was 12%. I know for sure the 66%. The other ones, I'd have to go back to the graph and check. But I'm saying is like, so, which I've said all along, which we thought we all knew, we're not saying that it's a bad, we're not saying, oh, this is a hoax. It's not a hoax.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
100%. Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's not. It's been proven to not be as deadly as, you know, people complaining, trying to compare it to the Spanish flu, where 50 million people died. That's a huge difference. 50 million people compared to, I know it's pretty high right now, 70,000 people is not something to... We can go back and forth on the death count. Like, we don't know what is accurate and what's not accurate. But to the point is that it's less deadly than we thought. And we always knew that we cannot wait it out. We can't just wait it out. It's not going to go away. And we had – all we were trying to do was not overwhelm our hospitals, which is understandable. So now
it
didn't happen.
Yeah, we flattened out. And hospitals are laying nurses off
because they can't afford it. They can't afford to stay open.
Yep.
Yo,
it's a chess game, bro. It's like you look at things and you know, like even like in the city I live in, I think, well, I don't know if I'm right, but the other day we haven't had a case in about 20 days. So it's like, okay, so if we haven't had one case in 20 days, then why can't healthy people go to work? You know, why can't they go to work? And you like selective quarantine the ones that are sick, that have immune conditions, and the ones that are elderly. They stay home, and then we go to work and try to stimulate the economy as much as we can. I mean, that's how I, like that's I said, how we I look at things.
We can't outrun. You know, we
should, yeah, one size fits all.
The one size fits all. Yeah.
You can't quarantine everybody at once. There's counties, especially even California, that have like zero cases, yeah. Man. I mean, and so everybody's just hunkered in their homes and can't even make a living because of this.
Yeah, losing their whole livelihoods of businesses. So. And I understood like the whole flatten the curve. I'm not against that. And I understand it's a new virus. Everything has to figure out. But my point is everybody thinks that we could just wait it out until a vaccine. First of all, they said the soonest they could do is like what, 18 months? We're gonna be out of work for 18 months. People are doing all this stuff and being weird. How come we didn't do that in this what was it like 69 during the Hong Kong flu pandemic? Guess what they had? Woodstock, yeah. A million people. Dang.
Well, you said it right, man. I'm a firm believer that we're social. You said it a while back that we are social creatures, man. This what's happening to us is we're being. And a lot of doctors, I'm really glad a lot of doctors are speaking out. And it's just so sad that they're getting censored. You know, I mean, these guys have gone to school and earned their degrees. And then they're coming out and they're telling what they're seeing in their own eyes, in their own communities. And they're getting freaking shut down by big tech. And that pisses me off because then it's like, oh, they're a conspiracy theorist. And it's like, really? I mean, do you have a freaking degree? These guys are talking a scientific approach, you know, what they've learned in school and stuff like that. I mean, so I'm just mad because I got this, actually, I wanted to tell you about this article I looked at and there's no political, there's nothing political about it. It's just pure fact. And you know, there's no conspiracy. If you want to say if it's even conspiracy theory, it's just an article that really tells you how it is. And it's, you know, when governments switch their story from flatten the curve to lockdown until vaccine. And I mean, the whole thing is in this article is just trying to tell you that even the WHO, the WHO is saying that we need, you know, for a vaccine to be safe and effective, it can take a long time, man. You can't just rush something and give it to people. And even this article goes through the things that Fauci said, whatever, but like, What the WHO is trying to say now is like, we got to just go the way of Sweden and just live with it. There's going to be deaths. That's fine. You know, it might not be a lot. I'm not saying that's fine. No death is fine. Sorry about that. But like the whole thing is like, we're going to have to just live with this for a while. We just can't shut down everything. You know, we're going to have to still go to work. The healthy people are going to go. And a lot of people that even get it don't even have symptoms. They're asymptomatic, man. You get like a little cold, whatever, but you might test positive and that's going to be counted as a case. And that just causes more of a fear factor. The way I look at it is like selective quarantining. Just keep the people that are over 70s, whatever. And if they feel that they want to stay in and stuff, then they have the right to do that.
Exactly.
But like you just can't. I just feel being locked down and covering your face. And I'm a firm believer that it's just going to make our immune systems worse. And not just being that, being locked down it causes anxiety and stress and it makes it worse. And I've actually gone through that, man. I've lost a lot of my family and I've had like two family members and they're both my parents. When they died, like I had like a fever and a flu and I threw up and vomited. And this is a personal thing I'm sharing with everybody. You know, I lost my mom. I mean, I lost my dad first in 2009. I remember when he passed away, like I told, like right away, I went in the bathroom, I started vomiting and I was home with a fever, like a full on fever. And I was in bed. And then my mom passed away in 2013. Same thing. I got another fever and flu-like symptoms. And guess what? I haven't had that ever since. I've never had a fever ever since 2013. That's when she passed away. And I feel like, you know, that does happen to you. Like you go through something hits you so hard. It just, your body, your immune system just breaks down. That's what's convinced me to just say, hey, we need to get outside. You got to interact with people, man, because if you don't, and then you're stuck inside and what they're trying to tell you to do is stay home. And even with the media, every commercial is, oh, people are on, you know, Zoom and stuff like that. It's just a condition. It's a conditioning. I look at that and I go, man, every commercial is about celebrating, staying home and this and that. But like, do you understand what the American people are really going through?
Well, yeah, they've lost touch of reality. So, that's the thing too. They don't understand that people are filled with anxiety. It's even the people, like, I know there's a debate right now. Should we stay home? Should we go to work? And it's a tough decision. I think both sides make compelling arguments. You know what I mean? The people that want to open things up, they don't want to lose their business. They don't want to lose their job. They want to be able to provide for their family. And then people that are scared, that want to stay home and they want the government protection. But the thing is, the government's doing nothing. The government sent us $1,200 and they were going, good luck. See how that works out for you. Like that's the problem. So if the government was if they want us to shut down, fine. You want us to shut down? Then what the fuck are you going to do for us? Are you going to make sure that nobody loses their home? You're going to make sure nobody loses their business? You're going to make sure everybody eats? Then if you do that, I mean, I disagree with that approach, but at least I could say, hey, you're doing something. Right now, they ain't doing shit. They're doing jack. I don't care if you're I'm talking about across the board, Republican, Democrat, whatever the fuck you are, all of them ain't doing shit. Right now, we at the American people need a third party. We need a third party. We need it because this whole fucking Democrat, Republican, right now they're arguing over Trump and Biden. They're like, hey, who has less sexual assault counts? Like, what the fuck? Who has less? Like, this is what we come to, two old men that are trying to run the country. Let's get some young blood in this motherfucking shit. Someone that actually is not going to die in the next 10 years so that the things that they do will actually affect them so they could change policies.
Well, good luck with that, because it seems like everybody's compromised, or, you know, everybody's going to take a damn deal, you know. But it's funny because that you said that, man. I went to get my car worked on, and, you know, it was a small business and stuff like that. And he was telling me, you know, he's all, I remained open and I signed up for that, the payroll protection program for his workers. And guess what they gave him, dude? $1,000. I was like, okay. So he's like, I got $1,000. I don't have to pay it back. But he's like, that's a fucking joke. He's like, dude, I mean, like, you know, how am I going to pay my employees with $1,000? It's like,
and then how did the Lakers? Yeah, the Lakers like $8 million. Harvard got money. All of them said that they didn't sign up for. All these big chains got money. I'm like, who the fuck fucked that up? Who came in and did that? I was like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know how did the Lakers get it? And then they said they didn't even apply for it. I'm like, well, how did Harvard get how did these big companies get this money? And all these small businesses either didn't get anything or, like you said, got very little.
Yeah. We're going to see a lot of businesses just opening their doors and saying, you know what? You promised us in a couple of weeks things would be good, and then it just keeps going. Like, they keep moving the goalposts.
You cut out a little bit.
So it's like, you know, this is – I'm sorry, but yeah, I mean, they're just going to keep moving the goalposts forward, man. A lot of businesses are just going to say, screw this. I need to open up. I need to feed my family. They're, you know, and then you're going to have the people that are going to say they're selfish and whatever. But you know what? Like, as a person, like, that I'm still getting – you know, I was out of work for 8 weeks, and I was still getting paid. I'm never, in my mind, I wouldn't want to look at the people protesting out there that they want to go back to work. I'm not going to freaking tell them. I'm not going to put them down. I'm just going to say, hey, you know, that's you and you have your right to assemble, and that's fine, man. I understand, you know, what's going on is there's a mass awakening, and I'm really glad to see that. And I just hope that things can get back to normal, which
it won't be normal, but I do have hope because I think that a lot of people are becoming more aware of, like, dang, our system is pretty shitty right now. Like, we're getting real top heavy. You know what I mean? The top is getting really heavy and the bottom keeps hollowing out. And we're like, what the fuck, man? And I think that's why I think we could get a young blood in there now, because now we can maybe get someone that's a third party. If there's young blood in the Republican, Democrat, we need to steer away from that. We need a whole new party. We need someone that's going to actually look forward to the future. Someone that's going to be like here for – because look, man, all these Republican and Democrats, even though they might get young blood, they're run by old people. We need younger people, because these older people aren't going to be here in 30 years, motherfucker. So you don't care what happens to the planet. You don't care about the laws. You don't care about, because you could be dead anyways. Lots of motherfuckers that are fucking in our 30s and our 40s, we're going to be here. So let us get someone that's going to care about what we want, what we need.
Yeah, we don't want. Yeah, we don't want our grandkids robbed. I'm looking at that too. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, there's a lot. I mean, the Democrats are totally far gone, man. They've just become a progressive party, and it's just sad. But there are still Democrats that are. But the thing is, they're older and they're classical. They have.
They get shitted on. Even all the classic liberals, like we've talked in the past, any classic liberal gets destroyed. Like, look at like Joe Rogan on a constant basis. Yeah, on a constant cancel basis, culture. they bash Joe Rogan, and I'm culture. Like, dude, that guy's like on your side, you stupid fucks. Like, I don't get that. They bash prominent people, like I said, like Dave Chappelle. They always everybody bashes Dave Chappelle. I'm like, all these people, all this like, but that has a limited. That's kind of calmed down a little bit. Now I see like that cancel culture has those people that were in that cancel culture have now changed to the ratting culture, the Tekashi 6ix9ine culture. You know, where it's cool to tell on everybody. Because now they're like, hey, if your neighbor's out, you call and you tell on them. Okay? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's all about shaming and scolding people. You know, it's like really you don't know what they're going through, but you're going to shame them. And it's sad. There's always going to be those people that are, you know, I hate to say it, but they're kind of like a sheepish mentality. And, you know, that's the whole thing. Like I said, living in California, it's really bad. I was actually at work and I want to say I was able to go back to work on Wednesday, and I was real happy. I was like, you know, man, I was jumping for joy that I was able to go back to work and feel like I'm contributing, and I take pride in my job, man. And I was at work on Friday, and this jogger runs by me actually. And she stopped and she's like, hey, are you guys back to work? And I said, yeah. And I was like, yeah, we started on Wednesday. And she was like, wow, that's awesome. You know, I'm so glad to hear that. And she was saying, you know, I've run, you know, me and my family drove through Arizona and Texas. And she's like, the people out there are not the same as the people here in California. Like, you don't see as many people wearing masks and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I understand that. And I go, you know, that's fine. You know, that's to each his own and stuff like that. But she was just saying, I mean, this is becoming like, it's totally about control. I mean, I honestly believe
it seems to be
becoming that way. There's something to do. Maybe they're pulling out all stops to try to just bring this technocracy alive. But there is a lot of pushback and they're mad. And I think that I've been seeing that on like social media too, you know. But then, like you were telling me about the conspiracy theorists now, they're
and that's what I don't understand.
You know,
like people like we all know Alex Jones. He's crazy. He says some wild, off the wall shit. I've listened to him. Like I think he had some good points. If people would discredit him, and does he say wild off the topic, and does he sometimes get into a frenzy where I think maybe he's over the top? Yeah, maybe he is. But he has brought things to light. Yeah, he's brought a lot of shit to light. So they can't say that he's all bad. Same with David Icke and the whole QAnon movement and all these people like that. First of all, not even
they put the race card on
terrorists and white supremacists, homegrown terror. Like, but my point is that so you want to ban them, right? So let's just say that like you feel like their platform is whatever. You disagree with their platform. What do you think happens when you ban them? You think you take away their power? No, you increase their power. So what are you doing? You're telling them, you're incentivizing them, because now if I'm following that group, I'm like, why are you shutting them down? Why are you silencing them? Because if you're saying exactly,
you make them a martyr. Because
if it's about things that are not true, then how come we're not taking off the things off YouTube and Facebook, the lies that some CBS has put up or ABC has put up? There's been multiple, especially in this incidences, where multiple news sources, major mainstream news sources, have lied or have misinformation. They're not taken down. And if we're going to take it a step further, if you're going to say because these are conspiracy theories, then why aren't we taking off all aliens, anything about aliens? Why aren't we taking off anything about Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? Things that have, you know, that people believe for years. So you can't pick and choose, because you're gonna say, because what they're trying to say is they're like, oh well, this movement is this and that, we believe that this, I guess they took a lot of like QAnon pages off the last few weeks, and they're Facebook, claiming that because they feel like Russia could influence those groups. And I'm like, what? Like, so you're saying that Russia could only, and I keep hearing people say that too. They're like, oh, well, Russia stole the election with, you know, Trump, this and that. Well, what about the DNC stealing the election from Bernie Sanders?
Huh? Well,
We don't remember that. Bernie Sanders won the fucking and what did the DNC do? Nah, sorry about that. We're gonna put Hillary in. And that they don't. That was the beginning of the end for the Democratic Party. And now them running out this corpse of a human being.
Yeah, you're right. They are finished. Yeah. You're right that they are finished. And I think that what's going on, we're being punished because, you know. Yeah, you're right, man. That's so funny that I've heard a lot of like interviews and people saying they're finished. A guy I like listening to named Steve Pachenik. Look him up, man. He's been into a lot of stuff, bro. He's even co-wrote books with Tom Clancy. And he said the same thing, man. He's like, the Democrats are finished. This is it, man.
They're running
this is
a all corpse. For broke. They're for running them. A corpse.
They're going off
a crypt keeper, a fucking a hollow man, a guy that can't even he if you move the cue cards too much, he doesn't know what's happening. He's falling asleep in interviews, and not even to mention his horrible 44-year Washington record. You know what I'm saying? Help write. You know what I mean?
Elaborate on that, man. Yeah. You know, we got to like.
He helped write the Patriot Act. He helped write the Patriot Act. Not just support. He helped write the Patriot Act, which was not written in 2001. It was written in 1995. In 1994, he helped write the Criminal Bill Act, which started the mass incarceration in California. I mean, not just California, the whole United States, where people don't realize that. The prisons are full. They're so full that when there's two men to a cell, sometimes they put four men to a cell. Like we're in a little fucking 4x4 cell. They're like, oh, they just pile them up. So like, and they don't realize his whole track record of he's pro fucking big pharma. He's pro fossil fuel. He's a fucking Republican. Yeah, he's a fucking Republican. China. Fucking Blue MAGA. That's what they call him, Blue MAGA. Like, so all these people are like, I hate Trump. We're like, you're just voting for the Democrat Trump, so what's the fucking difference? But they don't want to see that. And then that's not even mentioning his sexual allegations that he's been, not just Tara Reid, multiple women have said that, like, not only, like, that he's done so, but, like, he makes them feel uncomfortable. There's multiple videos of him just looking like a creep. Like, what? Like, there, some of them I can understand. Like, at first, we know when, like, maybe they show him put his hand on a little girl's shoulder. You know, he's an older dude, like a grandpa. Like, I was like, okay. But why is he putting his face all up in these little girls' face? Like, he's trying to kiss them and shit.
It's funny, man, that people say that they don't understand that this guy is he's a total robot, man. There's nothing authentic about what he's doing. They just have him out there, and it's sad to see. And I'm trying to look for this speech right now, but God darn. He wrote an op-ed, and it was called, look it up, guys. It's called Joe Biden, How I Learned to Love the New World Order. I mean, read that, man. It's out there. And I'm trying to look it up right now, man.
Well, if you want to see any more further, go on YouTube, type in Joe Biden, 1988 presidential campaign. And you'll see that he was a fucking liar then. What, you think he stopped lying? He stole speeches. He stole fucking Jack Kennedy speeches. He stole the Prime Minister of Ireland speeches, like word for word. Like he was like if you go, they compare the two speeches together, word for word. He's telling these stories that are not his life. He's telling fake stories. He was telling reporters back then, I was the head of my class. I was the top of my class. I was the best. No, he was at the bottom of his class, and he lied about his credentials. He didn't go to the schools he said he went to. He's a liar. So why would he stop, liar? He's been a fraud since the beginning.
Oh, yeah,
he's a fraud now. So don't act like this. But now it's even worse because now he's a corpse. He's a hollow man. They're just dragging him out there. You're like, man, it even looks sad.
Well, they have tricks up their sleeve. We're going to find out soon because he hasn't announced.
I know. I thought he did, but then I found out that my information was wrong. That's why I didn't want to like announce it yet. I wanted it. Because I thought they were talking about that. Well, I think it's that one senator in Wisconsin that that he wanted to get as his VP. But I think there's still, I don't know who his VP is going to be, though. It seems like Cuomo and Whitmore is the ones they're trying to fucking get. I fucking hate fucking Cuomo, man. Those fucking guys are pieces of shit. Fucking both of the brothers, man. I'll tell you, I'm going to say that every single time I hear about them. More people need to start talking shit about that guy. He's a piece of shit.
Ha ha ha. Man, they're taking that stuff down. I really can't
find it. They're censoring hard, man. I was even looking for like, because now all the, remember, like I was even thinking like, you know, think about when we were like during 9/11 times, Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore, super liberal. Oh, the neocons, they're the worst of the world, you know, and all the liberals were against Bush. Now they're fucking praising the guy. They're like, man.
Look at Michael Moore. He was just, came out with a documentary. Like,
is he really?
The Green New Deal.
Oh, my bad, Michael Moore.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had to watch that. That was just a few weeks. No, I know, but he's still I don't know. He's still a hypocrite, but it's like funny if you, like, he knows. I mean, it's just common sense that, you know, this can't be attained, what they want to do.
Oh, so
it's just going to kill everything.
Okay.
But anyways, I found a little article, but it was that day about on the first day Biden addressed the Senate and the president. He's all, Mr. President, I will this week on three separate occasions seek the indulgence of the Senate to speak for the better part of an hour on each occasion. The reason is that I believe we are on a threshold of a new world order, and the present administration is not sure what the order is. But I would like to suggest how we might begin to reorganize our foreign policy in order to realize the full potential embodied in the phrase new world order. God, man. Come on. Dude, I mean, even if he is fed all this stuff, which he probably is, he's like a Manchurian candidate. I know. And this is back in 2000, you know.
Go ahead.
Man, so we...
Oh, I was going to say what he reminds me a lot of, I was doing some digging in memory lane, and I was watching some old George W, and I was watching his old fucking speeches. Remember how, and he was hilarious. He was an idiot, man. He was a true idiot. Like if you see, he like just stumbling over his words, not making sense. And I was like, dang, because now they paint this picture of him. yeah, exactly. And they paint
this picture of him.
People don't remember that. Dick Cheney was the puppet master in that whole deal, and he fucking got everything he wanted. And I think that's what we need to be afraid of Biden, because Biden is going to be the Democratic George W, where whoever's going to be VP is going to be the puppet master. And watch out for that, because whoever that puppet master is, man, they're going to, I don't know the direction they want to go in. It feels like a lot, especially in the Democratic Party, it feels like the top people in there, they want that one world government. Yeah. They want all that togetherness. They don't want that American spirit anymore. I think they're more, and they try to pretend they're for the people, but that whole I'm here to help the people is bullshit. They don't want to help people.
Yeah. They don't. Nope. They just want
to
make.
Yeah. They're even trying to divide us. They try to divide us amongst each other. They want us to fight. That's why I tell people, like, right now, the best thing you can do is just listen to each other. Yeah, there's some angry people. Yeah, we're not on the same side, but we don't need to be like at each other's throat fighting or trying to kill each other about it. We need to discuss it because we all want the same thing. We might have a different approach of how we want to get there, but we all want to have a happy life. We all want to be able to make a living, and we want to be able to fucking spend time with our families. That's simple. And go and follow our dreams. That's it. So we need to, as people, we need to stop letting these parties, these leader of parties, rile us up and get mad at each other. We're fighting each other and why they're going and fucking having drinks together. You think that they're fighting with each other? You know, it's all an act, man. You see them talking shit on each other like, oh, fuck Pelosi. Fuck. It's an act.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Fucking WWF, man. WWF shit.
They're all like, they're. Yeah, we'll see what happens with Trump, man. He does go, he's going against a lot of stuff, man. And he's done a lot of good. I can't knock him for that, man. I do support him, and I'll admit it. I mean, I just, you know, and then there's that thing, you know, a lot of, you know, Bush got reelected after 9/11. I mean, there's, you know, it's happened through history, through every kind of disaster or war. We always feel safer with the president that's there. And I think now what's going on is they're just so desperate to just get Biden in, I guess, but he is just floundering. And I just don't see how people are blind. You know, they must pay a lot of trolls to just, you know, I've seen a lot of comments are just like, wow, you did such a great job. And it's like, really? I'm all, are you freaking like have a normal brain? Can you just see that this guy is reading off a teleprompter 24/7? And nothing is authentic coming out of his mouth. I'm like, gosh, I mean, God, I mean, I can't believe it. Sometimes I just look at it and I guess I can, but it's like, you know, some people have just been so brainwashed by the media to just think that, to go along with what's going on. We need to stop it, man. We need to really look at, like, you know, we need to go back to what me and you always thought, that there needs to be a third party. You know, we do. Yeah. And then we know if there's not going to be a third party, then you reform.
Yeah. Or we need to change the way we elect it. Because also, too, then if we're not going to have a third party, then I think we need campaign reform, because we can't, no longer can we let just like these huge corporations dump money into whatever candidate they choose. And then they get the most press, they get the most eyeballs on them. And then everybody only focuses on them, because I don't think it's so much that the DNC wants Biden to beat Trump as much as they wanted Biden over Sanders. They didn't like that the progressives, which you can, I don't always agree with everything the progressive people like the party want, but they're trying to repress their, because they're having their own little civil war with inside their group, which is the progressive party. You know what I mean? And they're like, they're the younger generation that's kind of like, whoa, why is this now? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? And they're trying to silence them. And they are silencing them. Pelosi has silenced them. Nobody would challenge her. Not one person would challenge her. Not one.
Nope. Yeah, they don't say nothing to her. And she's just like, you know, a person that's just terrible. And all she wants is that new bill that she wants.
Oh, my God.
It's just going to be a freaking disaster. And
control.
She just wants more and more.
Yeah.
More and more printed up money out of thin air. That's just going to destroy everything. And she's just, like I said, an 80-year-old woman that should just, like, just go home. And
Yeah, go retire and go travel retirement. The world. Do what you – yeah, because does she not have enough money yet? You know what I mean? But now they're trying to get her little fucking nephew. I think they're trying to prep – remember, I was calling this in the beginning. I called this when everything happened. I think they're trying to give Gavin fucking – I think they're trying to prep him for a couple years from now to be going for president. I think that's who they're running. I don't even think they're really worried about if Trump wins. I think they don't care, because they know. Because the thing that people don't understand is, like, that stimulus package, you know, like some of the Democrats are like, yeah, that's fucking bullshit. Da, da, da. But first of all, it passed 96-0. That's first of all. And second of all, that stimulus package, they agreed with Trump on a lot of that stuff. I mean, like all those, their parties, like, because it's about the appeasing. Everybody believes in the trickle down economics, you know what I mean? So they're like, we got to give it to the 1%. They're going to trickle it down. And that's the problem. And nobody stopped that. And that's why these monopolies have gotten out of control. And it's very dangerous, because look at what happened to the USSR. You know what I mean? You get too top heavy, it's going to fall. And the people are going to revolt. And right now it's not bad yet, because some people have, you know, like the food lines are crazy now, you know, people are hurting for money, but it's not bad yet. It's not got to the point where there's millions of people getting kicked out of the home. Once millions of people are getting kicked out of their homes, and once millions of people are struggling to get food in their stomach, and I'm talking about Americans, because I know that across the world, there is millions of people that go, you know, go to sleep starving, and that's sad too. But.
Well, what they say is that when the first world collapses, the third world starves.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that. They're already starving, man. India's.
No, the UN. You know, did you hear what the UN came out with? They're not telling us what's going on. I believe I had it on my Instagram. I was reading through those articles. They posted that like 30 million people are going to get starved because of this. This was 2-3 weeks ago. This is not just like some like in the beginning they said that this might happen. It's already happening. And then that's what I'm saying. So once more people are affected in America, you'll see there's going to be some Occupy Wall Streets again. There's going to be some, but these Occupy Wall Streets, this Occupy Wall Street 2.0 is going to be a lot more aggressive. I'm going to tell you that right now. I can already see it, because people are tired of it. But I do like that a lot of the people are waking up, because they're starting to notice like, hey, man, why are they dividing us? Why are they trying to make us fight each other? A lot of people are starting to wake up to that. They're like, man, why are they always trying to tell us this narrative like where we're against each other? And people are realizing, all the people, the middle class and the people in the poverty line, are like, hey, we're all the same. We're on the same team. And the thing that they're waking up to, sleeping giant, man, you don't want to wake that, the people, because we're the true power of this country is the people. And once we remember that, man, that's those oligarchs and stuff are in big, big trouble, man. And I think that they better be wise, because if you thought you think all these protests around the world were bad, you just see protests when all the American people are on the same page, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, they and are. The media is not helping.
That's
man.
Another they're monopoly.
The, they are the
only
enemy,
six.
Man.
There's
really
six
feel,
people
feel
that
like
own
that.
All the networks' news in the whole United. Yeah, six corporations.
Six corporations. Yeah. Oh, and you know what's so funny, man? Actually, this happened. This is I'm going off the head. I was going to bed the other night, and it was on Fox News. You know, I know Fox is compromised, yeah, yeah, of course, but, you know, there's a few good hosts that I like what they say. I like Tucker Carlson. You know, I praise him. He runs the Daily Caller, and they got good stuff. But anyways, like, it was a girl that was interviewing some guy, and I don't even know who it was, but this is really just what happened. Like, I was going to bed, and I was watching this. I think it was Shannon Bream, I think. But she was interviewing something, and the guy started talking about the New World Order. And then they cut him off, dude. And they totally, like, he was still caught talking and she just looked awkward and she went to break. And I go, see? I go, they don't fucking care. All these Fox News, none of them. If you try to say anything like that or what's going on, he wow. mentioned the New World Order. It was so weird. I was going to text you about that.
You saw the Chicago mayor
one, though,
right?
It was 3 days ago. And it was somebody.
Oh,
it was real quick.
Yeah, they had an interview on her local station, and she was talking about the police force and how that they're ordering, they're issuing in a new world order, how they have to be in the compliance of the new world order. Yeah, you guys see it. I'll tag you in it. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. God damn. See, we just got to wake up, man. I mean, I've been researching this stuff since like the late 90s, and even in of all music that's influenced me was hip hop. Back then. And that's the funny thing, you know, like I've heard, you know, I was listening to hip hop back in the late 90s and just hearing stuff about a new world order, about government control and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like Goody Mob, like Cell Therapy.
Or nonfiction.
Like,
I was starting to listen
to nonfiction.
Go back and
re-listen
to
those songs because, you know, they were really.
Cycle Realm. Yeah. Like this, I know. And have you noticed it's changing now? Hip hop doesn't have any real revolutionaries anymore. You know, you had Immortal Technique, you had fucking, you know, Jedi Mind, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still doing his thing. I'm talking about young people.
Still cool. You know, I listen to him, but like Public Enemy's kind of like gone. Like, I don't know. They were the first ones I listened to back, you know, I was a fan of Public Enemy back since like 88, man, 89.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I mean, I just, you know, they were all about supporting Bernie Sanders and stuff.
Well, I
like
heard
that. And even broke up.
Yeah, but I heard that was a publicity was stunt,
like,
though. I heard that was publicity. They came out with a new statement. Chuck D said that he's not actually kicked out of the group. It was some publicity thing. They were trying to prove a point of some sort.
See, that's when I kind of just look down on things. I'm like, man.
But that's my point.
It makes me feel bad.
But my point
whatever.
is where, you know, where's this generation's fucking Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down, Public Enemy, Your Mortal Technique? Where are these? What artist is revolutionary anymore? Not. I know that some artists do like point out what's happening in the inner cities or point out like, you know, police brutality, which is good as well, you know, which is good. But I'm talking about nobody's challenging the government. Yeah. We need some Rage Against the Machine, like some fuck you, I won't do what you tell me shit. We need some fucking like we need to go against this fucking like I said, System of Down was perfect when they came out in the early during. And I think that there may be the birth of this revolutionary music again, because remember after the Iraq war and when we invaded Iraq and then fucking System of Down came, they blew up. They fucking blew up. And they were super about it, fucking talking about what was going on. They were real, real involved. So I'm hoping to see some more of that. Hopefully, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, well, things come around. Like I said, things happen in circles, bro. I mean, it'll come back, man. We'll see how it is. We'll see what's happening. People will know once this new technocracy is implemented, bro. So that's all I can say.
Well, man, I think we've been here for quite a while already, man. We're almost pushing an hour. So I think we're gonna tail out of over here, man. It was good having you on, man. Appreciate it again.
Yeah, it was great. Saturday night flavor,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, there you
all.
Go.
we winged it tonight, man.
Yeah,
I just
thought that we should air some stuff out because I think I want to keep emphasizing on people to be aware of what's going on with this financial crisis. Be prepared. It's going to be a little sticky out there. So we got to help each other out. We got to help the citizens out and stop fucking listening to the government and the mainstream media.
Yeah, it's going to be bad before it gets better, man. Yeah. And you know what? Like I said, just look at your community. Be aware. And just do what's right, take control of your life, your health, and just live it. I'm the sleeping giant, bro. That's what I try to be.
Reject the narrative, fuck the mainstream media, man. We out.